Great evening, folks. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. Welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant. As you can see, I have my laptop here, aka my second girlfriend here. I've been working all day. And let me share something with you. For all of you out there that truly believe that the work stops, or the work slows down once you start making money, or when you make your first $1 million, you'll lie. Okay? Absolutely not. Let me tell you something. The work doesn't stop, especially when you make your first million. You got to continue. I think the biggest myth of success is to believe that you have made it. Okay, I know a lot of people, business owners, men and women, that thought they have made it. They've made a lot of money and now they're broke. Or now they're not making the type of money that they used to make because they thought they have won. And I learned something very powerful when I was in Monaco maybe 5-7 years ago. I'll never forget this moment in my life. That's when I made my first million at the age of 35, and I went to Monaco by myself. I was traveling the world every month, and I was just on the deck looking at Monaco. And if you know anything about Monaco, Monaco is the billionaire's playground. Boats, cars, shopping, it's gorgeous. And I was sitting down just looking at the scenery adjacent to a restaurant. And I saw a white man to my right side. Didn't know who the white man was. But me and the young man, we started to talk. Okay? He's not young. He's like 50 plus. But we started to talk just about Monaco. I said, I just got here. He said he comes there several times a year. And he asked me, so what do you do? And I know this is not relevant, but I was the only black person staying at that hotel. The hotel cost $3,000 a night for the smallest room. And I was sharing with him some of the things I've done with my companies, my business. I shared all the sacrifices and what it took for me to be the man or the self-made millionaire that I became. And he went on to say that he was proud of me. And he said, you know, I'm so glad, Wesley, you figured it out. Most people don't. There's so many people that think they're going to make a million. They're going to be successful. And it never happens. And I'm glad you figured out the game of success. But let me give you some advice before I let you go. He said, Wes, I've made a lot of money in my life. I'm older than you, and I've made a ton of money. But let me tell you this. Let me give you the secret to my, not just to my success, but let me give you the secret on why I've sustained my success for the past 40 years. And I said, what's that? He said, Mr. Virgin, Wesley, it doesn't matter how much money you make, how many cars you buy, how many homes you buy, how many places you travel to, and how many people you help. Always remember, it's day one. He said, Wes, always have the mentality that is day one. I see that you made your first million. You did $20 million. Awesome. But always have the mindset that is day one. Never forget the times that you didn't know what you were doing. Never forget the times that you were reading the books, writing down your goals, working with your employees, working with your team, communicating the dream, communicating the vision. Always remember, it's day one, which means is you never made it. You'll never make it. You're always making it. And before he left, I said, oh, I didn't catch your name. He says, my name is Howard Schultz. And Howard Schultz is the owner and founder of Starbucks. I share that with you to let you know that it's always day one, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Never get too comfortable. I know many of you that are listening to my voice right now, you haven't made your first million. Some of you have not made your first $100,000. But the same mentality that you have right now, that hunger that you have right now, don't let it go. Whenever you make it to your first million or to your six figures, don't believe that you have made it. Celebrate, but don't celebrate too much. If you're going to celebrate, but get focused, be smart. Does that make sense? I believe there's a handful of people, men and women, that are listening to my rants, that's listening to me right now, that in the next 12 to 24 months, you're going to make your first million. Can I get an amen? A handful of you, listen up. In the next 12 to 24 months, you're going to make your first million. And my advice to you, the same advice that Howard Schultz gave to me, always have the mindset that it's day one. Celebrate, but stay focused. Enjoy success, but be smart. Spend the money, but invest it as well. Does that make sense? Okay. So now I want to take some questions here from the audience. And if you don't know who I am, my name is Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin. And you may say, Wesley, are you a billionaire? Absolutely. What do you think? Well, why do you think I call myself Wesley Billionaire, a Billion Dollar Virgin? Okay, I'm a young black man from Houston, Texas. And I'm a self-made millionaire / billionaire. I do very well for myself. I run several digital marketing companies. Now I am a proud owner of my first iPhone app that's going well. We will be on Android soon. I have several investment properties. Just bought one and getting ready to close on a property next month. Just started an international Airbnb business in Colombia. Started a transportation business in Colombia as well. So I'm doing great for myself. I'm a father of three children, okay, 19, 18, and 16. Got a beautiful woman in my life that loves my dirty draws. So my life is perfect. And I say that to say this, that your life can be the same. Sometimes when we're living on this planet that we call Earth, sometimes we're blinded by the negativity. We're blinded by the upset, the adversity, the problems, the bullshit that we watch and listen to on the TV and on our phone. But I want you to know something, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, at the same time somebody is dying, somebody is being born. At the same time that somebody is filing bankruptcy, someone is making $1 million. At the same time that somebody is getting fired from their job, somebody is getting a new job. At the same time somebody's business is failing, somebody's business is having a breakthrough. At the same time that somebody's going through a screwed up divorce, somebody's getting married. At the same time that somebody in grade school is making an A, somebody's making an elf. What I want you to understand, as you navigate your life on this planet, you have a choice every single day of your life. Okay? All of you, it doesn't matter your age, it doesn't matter where you live on this planet, we all have a choice. And that choice is this, and that choice is simple. We can decide to look and to perceive life in a positive light, or we can look and perceive our life in a negative light. We can either be positive about what's happening in our lives, or we can be negative about it. That's our choice. Every day when you wake up, you can wake up grateful, or you can wake up disappointed and depressed. You can wake up with energy, or you can wake up lethargic. That's a choice that we all have. It doesn't matter about how much money you have. It doesn't matter how you look. You could be good looking, ugly, tall, skinny, fat. Doesn't matter. We all collectively have the same choice. We can wake up and perceive that our lives is positive. We can be grateful. We can be enthusiastic. Regardless of what's happening in our lives, we can choose that. We can choose to find the positivity in negative situations. We can choose to find the joy in the pain. That's a choice. Okay? And there's so many ways that I can tell you or share with you on how to make your first million, but I'll tell you this. The fastest and the best way to make $1 million is to wake up grateful, to wake up excited, to find a reason why your situation is going to turn around, to find the joy in the pain, to find the happiness in the suffering. If you're able to do that, you have a greater chance than most people that live on this planet. Does that make sense? Comment below if you're getting value here tonight. Okay? Comment the word value if you're getting value. If that resonated with you, I'm talking to you from the top of my heart here. Many of you know I go live. I do this every night as much as humanly possible. I'm not paid for this. I'm not here to get, I don't want you to send me any money for this. I'm doing this from the top of my heart because I want you to win if you want to win. Don't think that everybody on the planet want to make $1 million. They don't. Some people want to be a 9-to-5-er for the rest of their life, and that's okay. Some people don't care about traveling the world. Some people don't even have a passport. They don't care. Some people are very okay with letting somebody else send them a paycheck every week, every 2 weeks, and that's okay. But if you're that person, if you're that man or woman that wants more, well, you're in the right place at the right time. You hear me? You're in the right place in the right time. I know it's late. I know you're tired. Some of you are older, some of you are exhausted, some of you are young, some of you are tired of failing, some of you are disappointed, some of you are depressed, some of you drink too much, some of you smoke too much, but even you have the opportunity to change everything in your life. Does that make sense? Okay? Even you. I know some of you feel that you have no clue on how you're going to transform your life. How is life going to get better for me, Wes? I've tried everything. You have not tried everything. Do you hear me? You have not. You've tried all the wrong things, and that's okay. You've tried everything except the thing that's going to work. And if you want to find the thing that's going to work, you have to keep trying things. Does that make sense? Come at the word amen. You just have to keep trying shit over and over again. I'm giving you the keys here. That's the key. You just got to keep trying things over and over and over again. And if you keep trying and you stay enthusiastic during the process, you'll find that needle in the haystack. You hear me? You will find the needle in the haystack. Many of you know my story. I grew up on the south side of Houston, Texas. My parents are pastors of a church. They were broke. I love them, but they were broke. My mom at one time was the only person that was working in our family. Because my dad had hurt himself, hurt his back. He couldn't work, but he was a pastor of a little bitty church. And don't think that my dad was like T.D. Jakes. He can preach, but he wasn't getting paid any money. He did it because he wanted to help people. He did it because he wanted to deliver people and bring them closer to God. That was his purpose. But we never had money. We never had fancy cars. We didn't live in a fancy house. I didn't have fancy shoes, and I didn't have fancy clothes growing up. However, in my 20s, I made a ton of mistakes. I've lost cars through repossession. I've been evicted from my apartment several times. I've slept in my car. I've been in a terrible, toxic relationship. Okay, I've had bad credit. I've been in jail a few times. I've had a negative balance more than once at the age of 30. However, still made millions of dollars. However, I still found a way to completely change my life financially. And all I want you to know is there's hope for you. Never give up hope. It's going to be tough. I'm going to be honest with you. Listen, come here. Come here. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. Some of you are going through it right now. Comment below if you're going through it. Be honest. I get it. Some of you are working your ass off. I get it. Some of you are investing money, spending money, and it's like, when is it going to work out? You know, when is it going to be my time? How many of you are right there? You know, you're like, when is it going to be my time, Wes? Because I'm tired. I'm trying so many different things. And I want to give you something. Listen. It's your time right now. Listen, it's your time right now. So many of you keep repeating, when is it going to be my time? When is it going to be my time? It's your time right now. Like it's happening right now, right before your eyes. You don't see it, but it's happening. Because you're not looking deep enough. You're not looking at the progress. You're only looking at what you don't have. You're only concerned with what's not working. But you're not paying attention to the progress that you're making. What I want you to understand is stop saying that. When is it going to happen for me? When? I'm trying hard. I'm trying everything. I mean, oh my God, when is it going to get better? It's getting better right now. Hello? That was one of the biggest lessons, the most profound lesson I learned in my later 20s, that it was happening right now. Because I was just like a lot of you. I was like, man, I'm trying everything. It's not working. And then I changed the language. So, you know, it is working. It is working. What are you talking about? I'm making progress. You know, today I made one sale. Great. I mean, I can't buy a Lamborghini, but I did make a sale. It is working. I just quit my job today. Before, I would never quit my job because I didn't have the guts to do it, but I just did it. I'm making progress. See, many of you, you don't look at your progress like that because you're too busy paying attention to everything that's not working, everything that's not happening. And that's your issue because you're living in lack. And when you live in lack, and you know what I mean by living in lack, you know, the person that's always just complaining, oh, this is not working, why is this? And I'm so stressed out. I'm so overwhelmed. And I'm trying everything and I'm trying to do the right thing. I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. Should I do this? I don't know. Yeah, that's a person that's living in lack. Do you not realize, listen, do you not realize how blessed you are in this moment right now? I mean, how can you not feel the blessings that is taking place in your life right now? And some of you might say, well, what blessings? You're breathing. You have an arm, you have a leg. Your children are healthy. Some of you still have your parents in your life. You got a house to live in, got a bed. And it's so disheartening that people feel so entitled, like, you know, having a bed is not a big deal. Having a house, having AC. Like, you just think that's just nothing, having a car to drive. Like, somebody wish they had your car. Somebody wish they had your bed. Someone wish they could stay in the apartment that you're trying to move out of. So blessed. You know, once I started to just shift my mind and my paradigm to finding the blessings and all the great things that were taking place in my life, then I was able to stop paying attention to the lack. I stopped paying attention to, you know, oh, I don't have a Lamborghini yet. I don't have $1 million yet. I can't do what I wanted. I stopped pondering on those things. And I just started to focus on the things that were going well in my life. Can we do something together here tonight, guys? Can I get everybody to comment below and just share a few things that are going well in your life, that is going well in your business? Just do it, because, you know, sometimes we got to be reminded of where we have come from. You know, we have to be reminded of where we were. Like, comment below. Just remind yourself tonight, okay? Even if you're listening to the replay, remind yourself of some of the things that you should be excited about. What are you proud of yourself? What are some of the things right now that you are proud of as it relates to you? Comment below. Okay. Yeah. So, folks, at this moment, I want to answer any questions here and just ignore any negativity in the comments. And we don't focus on that stuff. We're focusing on prosperity, money, millions of dollars, traveling the world, buying what we want, contributing to other people's lives, retiring our parents, putting our children to the best schools, giving them the best education, giving them the best life ever. You know, today I had the opportunity this whole weekend to spend some time with my son. And me and my son, we're so similar. We spend time in our room, right? We're both like quiet people. But when we have conversation, we have deep conversations. And, you know, he's getting ready to graduate high school. And we went to the tuxedo shop to go get him measured for his tuxedo because he's going to be graduating in May. And, you know, of course, we talked about women and we talked about life. And it was just such an amazing feeling to be able to have that type of interaction with my son, to be able to teach him something, to be able to not just teach him something, but to be an example of what I'm teaching. You know, it's a lot of fathers out there that are trying to teach their children or their sons things, but yet they have not experienced it. You can't teach your son how to be financially responsible if you're not financially responsible. Okay? can't teach a son how to be a man if you're not a man yourself, if you're not acting like the man that you should be. So I'm just happy and grateful that not only am I sharing my philosophy with my son, that I am a living example of the possibilities. He get the opportunity to see the penthouse. He get the opportunity to see how dad is paying $13,000 per month for a place in Houston, Texas. He can see the Lamborghinis and the Mercedes and all the cars that I drive. He's able to experience, like right now, he's laying on the bed, it's $10,000 right now. He's able to experience all this. Just the other day, yesterday, he went in my office and he was reading my journal, the journal that I wrote 10 years ago when I didn't have any money, staying in a small apartment in City West, which is an apartment complex in Westheimer on Hayes Road. I stayed there and I was writing in this journal talking about the life that I'm going to have here today. And then my son, he said, "Hey, Dad, where's the R8? I said, "The R8, what do you mean?" He said, "You wrote that in your journal." I said, "Yeah, I upgraded to a Lamborghini." And I said, "David, 90% of everything that I wrote in that journal came true." He said, "Yeah, I was reading it. And almost everything that you said and wrote in that journal, you have it." And I said, "David, imagine if you did the same thing. Imagine if you took a sheet of paper and a pen and just started to begin to write down what you want. Begin to actually scribble and be able to plan out the life that you want to live. Imagine if you did that. How would you think your life would come out?" See, it's great to be an example so my son can actually see that was written in 2013. That was the day of all the dreams and all the goals that I wrote down, and him able to see the manifestation of all that. And what that does, that compels him to do the same thing as well. Okay? Any questions for me, folks? Just looking at the comments right here. And I'm glad you folks are grateful. I'm glad that you're thinking about, you know, the things in your life that you're grateful for as well. And I've said this, I'll say it again, you know, get yourself a journal. You know, I even told my new assistant, you know, because she wants to make a lot of, everybody wants to make a lot of money, right? Everybody that attaches to Wesley Virgin Warner makes a lot of money. But you know what's so baffling about people that want to make money? When you tell them to do something, say, "Hey, just do this." I told my assistant, "That's what I want you to do." Because I asked her, "What does she want?" She didn't know what she wanted. It wasn't clear. It was very vague. I said, "I want you to go home tomorrow night. I want you to get a sheet of paper and write down, what do I want? I want you to begin to write. And tomorrow I want you to show me." Do you think she did it? Absolutely not. She didn't do it. And it's something that she could do. It was so simple. So easy to do. But she didn't do it. And let me tell you why most of you are not going to do it. Like, if I tell you to write in your journal, because you think you're smarter than me. Because see, in your mind, you can't put together how writing down your goals and your dreams is going to equate to the life that you want. You don't understand, well, how is this going to manifest the life that I want? I need to know the how. I already know what I want, Wes. And that's your first problem, because you don't. Because see, a man or a woman that knows what or he or she wants, they get it. And you can keep saying that you know what you want until you're blue in the face. But if you haven't manifested it, that means there's a problem. Okay? It's a problem. You know, almost every wealthy person I know, they all got some type of, they wrote it down, you know, what they wanted. They wrote it down somewhere. They just did. They wrote it down. They visualized it. But I can't get you guys to do anything. Okay? Can get you to write down what you want in a journal, on a sheet of paper every single day. You won't do it because you think it doesn't work. Because what you don't realize that you're thinking today, what I call stinking thinking, most of you got stinking thinking, and your stinking thinking has created your current reality. And since you have stinking thinking, you won't write down in your journal. You won't do it. And you won't do it consistently. You'll do it for a couple of days, but man, it's not working, man. Come on, I need to do something. I need to make some money right now. How's writing in my journal going to do anything? Many of you, you are self-sabotaging yourself. You know, many of you are writing in your journal. At the same time you're writing in your journal, you're like, man, it's not working. You're like, yeah, it's not working, man. Like, you don't even believe what you're currently trying to do. And that's unfortunate. But it's okay. That's how life is. And that's how life is always going to be. So I'm going to be the 1%. Hey, Amanda, how are you? What's next? Questions for me here. Questions for me. And go ahead and share this out and like it as well if you're getting value. Can you share in your story how writing down your goals look? Yeah, easy. Am I story? Or you want me to tell the story? Or you mean the story on Instagram? I mean, 10, 12 years ago, folks, I had a blue journal. And you know what the crazy part? I started writing in the journal when I heard somebody else talk about it. You know, they said, just write in the journal, write what you want. I'm trying to remember what audio I was listening to. And I just started to do it. And listen, let me tell you something. I was hard-headed like a lot of you. Like I knew I needed to write in the journal at the age of 22 because I was in self-development. And I never would do it. I just didn't see how writing what I wanted in a journal was going to create wealth in my life. Until one day I said, screw it. And I'll never forget, I got a blue journal. I think I got it from Walgreens, and I just started writing every day. I would go to the gym. I was driving a 1980 Honda Accord. I would go to 24-hour fitness. I'll never forget this story. I would work out, and then I would go to a gated community here in Houston, Texas, called Royal Oaks. I would get past the guard. I would lie, obviously, and get in there, and I would park my car. I set it apart, and I would write for an hour every day. Like I did it every day for a very long time. That was my routine. And then they had a little, it wasn't a track, but they had like two soccer posts. And I would just walk around the soccer posts reading the journal every day, by the way. Every day I would write it. And then I would recite it every day for at least 1 hour or 2 hours. Every day. Every day. I did that for at least a year. Yeah. Imagine that. Like, I just consume my mind with what I wanted. I consume my mind with the man that I wanted to become. And it worked. It worked. And it'll work for you as well. Why does the journey have to be blue? It doesn't have to be blue, folks. I like the color blue. It's calming. It doesn't have to be blue. Get whatever color you want. The key is you just got to do it. And you got to do it even though you don't see anything happening. You still got to do it. What made you so emotional? Why are you so emotional right now? I'm not emotional. What are you talking about? Did you write all of it out in one night and just read it all day? Are you to add what you wanted? So Jeffrey, so what I would do, I would write it. Then the next day, I would write it again and I would get more clear. So every day I was just getting more clear about what I wanted. So some days I would write the same thing. Some days I would add things and subtract things. But I was getting clear about what I wanted. Because sometimes we think we know, but we don't. You just can't say, oh, I want to be a millionaire. I want to be successful. I want to be financially free. That is very vague. You have to be very detailed about what you want. If you're going to design a life, you got to be very detailed about the life that you want to design. What's next? Chewing on a straw? No, floss. I'm a flosser. I love to floss. Flousy. Next question for me, folks. But the most interesting thing is most of you are not going to do it. You're not going to write in the journal. You're just not going to do it, man. Just like my sister. She didn't even do it. She didn't even do it. I knew she wasn't going to do it, too. It's just how it is. Because most of you, you're not teachable yet. Your teachability index is low. And when you have a low teachability index, you can't make progress. Okay? And it's only one way to increase your teachability index. It's pain. Like as you get older, and as you struggle more financially, that's pain. One day you're gonna say, "Enough is enough." I don't know what day that's going to be for you, but I believe that if you keep listening to my rants, you know, one day you're gonna be like, "Fuck it," you're just gonna have enough. You're just gonna get tired. You're like, "Man, I got to do something different." I'm getting ready to be disciplined and very serious about this. That's the day that you quit smoking, quit drinking. Your kid, you know, running around chasing women or chasing men. You just stop all this foolishness shit, honestly. And you get very disciplined. You get very focused and very productive about your life. Because it's a serious matter. Because what you do today is going to determine what happens or manifests tomorrow in your life. Okay? Like what you do this year, it's going to determine the result next year. Okay? Even the people that you're talking to. Does the journal have to be handwritten or can it be typed? I mean, I wrote it down. I prefer if you just write it down with your hand. Handwritten. Can you give an example of how you would write a goal word from word? Yeah. All right. Let me give you an example. So I wrote this in my journal. I said, I'm so grateful now that I make $5,000 every single day, easily and effortlessly. That's one thing that I wrote. Then I wrote this too. I said, I'm so grateful right now that I own 7 cars that I drive 1 car every day of the week. They're all supercars. They're all over $100,000. I wrote that in the journal. Okay. But you see how detailed it is? It's very detailed. Like I even knew the cars I was going to buy. I wrote that in the journal as well. I wrote down that I'm vacationing every month around the world, first class, staying in 5-star hotels, enjoying myself around the world, making money on autopilot. I wrote that down too. And that's exactly what I did. I've been to over 30 countries, traveled every month I was traveling, like I wrote that. So that's what I mean by being clear, folks. And what do you want to do with all this money since you want the money? You know, what do you want to do with it? You can't just say, well, what do I want to do? Well, what do you want to do? Be very specific about what you want to do. You can't just say, well, whatever I want. But what do you want? Okay. How do you gain clarity again? Time. You know, I was writing in the journal every day. That's how you get clarity. Every day, write it again, write it again, write it again until you get clear. Okay? Are you folks getting value, ladies and gentlemen? Lawrence Simone, how are you? Isha, how are you? Are you getting value? Comment below. I want you guys to feel that you're making progress here tonight. I want you to feel like you're having a breakthrough tonight, okay? Every night that you're on these rants, you're getting closer to the breakthrough. I truly believe that somebody has a breakthrough every single night that I'm on live here. If it's 5 minutes or 50 minutes, somebody's having a breakthrough. I don't know who. But I believe that somebody every single night is having a breakthrough based off the words that I'm sharing out of my mouth here. Okay? Next question for me. Trying to get comfortable over here. How do you scale your lifestyle? What do you mean scale my lifestyle? Scale in what way? Wesley, it would be so far if you took a picture of one of your pages. Yeah, I'll do that tomorrow. I'll take a picture so you can see it. Ignore my scribble scrabble. Okay. Let's see here. Let me see. Questions here. See, look at that. I've got 70 million people in here tonight. Let's go. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for 70 million people. Let's go. I'm excited. Questions here. Preguntas. Yeah, hablando español. Solamente para ti. I'm going to be a millionaire. Billionaire. Okay. I hear you. How to scale your lifestyle so that you become the best version of yourself. I'm working on clothing line and I want it to add value to people, not just make money on it. Okay. Well, how much are you selling per day? What is the revenue per month? Where are you right now? Okay. Where are you right now as far as your clothing brand? 23 Foxy. Thank you. Can anyone make money anywhere in the world? Of course, like Africa. Absolutely. I know many Africans that do very well. How long after writing in your journal did you get what you wanted? You know, I don't know. You know the crazy thing about writing in the journal? When you're writing, you start to believe that you already have the stuff, or you start to act like the person that already has the things that you've written in the journal. So I couldn't tell you the exact date, honestly. I couldn't tell you. I don't know. It just happened. It's at the opening stages, but what does that mean? Does it mean you haven't sold anything? Have you bought the clothes yet? Do you have any customers? Thank you for being my virtual mentor. You're very welcome. What are the three things you do daily that helps you stay positive? Well, honestly, I don't need any help staying positive. I just wake up and I'm positive. I mean, I just wake up and think about my children. I wake up and think about the money, my employees, my team. My bed is very comfortable. And I wake up, I walk outside my door, and I see that beautiful view. I mean, that's it. I don't have to do anything to be positive. Just wake up. I would love to be a millionaire. Okay. Something I heard you say was golden. Point at your mind and say, I have a millionaire mindset repeatedly. Yeah, that's from the book, Secrets of a Millionaire Mind. Are you in financial services? No. No. Hey, Samantha, how are you? Daniel. Someone said, I would love to be a millionaire. Really? You would love to be one? You would love to be a millionaire? Of course you would. Who wouldn't love to be a millionaire? I would just love to be a millionaire. What are your favorite books? Or think someone should read Breaking the Habits of Being Yourself. What can I buy from you that isn't so pricey for someone in Africa? Go to my YouTube channel. All the videos are free. Or go to my bio. The Genius Grip program is free now. Guys, I mean, I'm giving away the secrets to my manifestation in my bio. Just click the link and it's free access. What else can I do for you? Bally, thanks, Vincent. DS Dolores, how are you? I'll take those hugs. What's up, Pooh? Poo-poo. Gucci George. Jorge. Chaos 1014. It's probably your birthday, huh? How do you keep the IRS from auditing you? Man, I don't make enough money for that. I mean, I have a net worth of about $30-40 million, and I'm still the low ball on the. I mean, I'm just not a big fish. You know, you need to be making hundreds. I don't know how the IRS choose, but I don't know. I pay my taxes. They stay the same about every single year, so it's no alarm, so I'm good to go. And I wouldn't be concerned about, you know, oh, if the IRS is going to audit me, come on. Be concerned about making more money. Hey, Tommy, how are you? Who cares about the IRS? Pay your taxes and move on. If they audit you, deal with it. If you're not doing anything illegal, it's just fine. I try telling you my question and you always ignore it. Oh, my apologies. I'm not trying to ignore you. What is a good morning routine? Work out, meditate, for sure. Yeah, you're right, Tammy. I'm a big fish, huh? I'm a big fish. Big fish. Big fish. I've been watching you for years. Smart man. You should watch me. But I would rather you listen to me and actually apply. Because, you know, one day, what if I stop doing this? What if I just stop doing the rants and just start living my life? You know, moving to Australia, Monaco, and what if I forget about you one day, folks? So get it all now. Soak it up. Take notes. I've had so many people make the first million based off this rant. Yeah, I know, Flex Beauty. I'm not going to stop. I was just kidding. I was just pulling your chain. Okay? It was a joke. I was being facetious. Relax. I know you folks are going to miss me. You will miss us and come back. You think so? You think I'm going to miss you? I don't know about that. Yeah. Maybe. Maybe. Maybe if I got bored. Do you think it's necessary to read books if I listen to you all day? Listen, come on now. I mean, if you want to become a doctor got to read several books, don't he? Can't just read one book from one doctor. You have to read several books. What I mean is, yeah, you listen to me, but you got to take action and You got to learn and perfect your skill or your trade. You know, whatever you're doing. Or whatever you want to do. Huh? Love. So many people try to tell ya, but I'm afraid I don't know how. But it's a possibility you're loving me differently. From the very first moment. And I know what you guys are thinking. Sign this man up. Sign me up, right? Where is my Emmy? On my Yimmy. If you were to start a clothing line right now, what would be your first three steps? Well, find out first, I would never start a clothing line. I just wouldn't. It's a tough business. First, I will find out what's working, like what is actually being sold in the marketplace that's working. I will find the influencer to wear my shirts or my clothes, honestly. That's what I would do. Find someone that I can partner with that's already has a following. Okay. Well, thank you, million dollar chica. Hey, Tracy Rapp, how are you? Can you please break down the steps to success again? I mean, success is just a state of mind, folks. Success has nothing to do with money. To be very honest with you, it's just a state of mind. Like, my parents are successful. They don't have money, but I mean, they have money because I have money, but they're just always happy, right? Success is just a feeling. It's a state of mind. What's next? What is a lucrative business to pivot into? Digital marketing, AI. Learn, watch YouTube videos on it. That's what I've been doing. I've been watching a lot of videos on automation with AI. Just learning. What's next here? I mean, don't you guys love my beautiful singing voice? Sounds like an angel, doesn't it? Hey, Tracy Rapp. Rapp, how are you? Any more questions for me, folks? An update on my arm is getting better. It's getting much better now. I'm on the last, tomorrow's the last day of the medicine. Actually, I have more medicine, but tomorrow I'll be done. But you know, my arm feels so much better now, so thank you for all of you that are concerned, even the ones that are not concerned. Gracias. I want to bang different girls every day. Oh, God. Have fun, brother. Good luck. What's next? Christina, how are you? Glad to hear your arm is doing better. It is. And thank you for all the love. And thank you for all the flowers that you guys have sent me. I'm just kidding. You didn't send me any flowers. Look, thanks for all the ice hot you guys have sent me in the P.O. box. I'm just kidding. Speaking of P.O. box, I need to go check it. What's next here? Next question. What's going on, Dre? Jakati? Chop, chop. Chop, chop. One wheel, Cody. Let's go. Wick for soul. Do you believe in vibrations and energy? Sure. Sure, sure. Tommy Peterson. Adam Marsh. 16. I like your voice. Thanks, Joe. What do you like about my voice? Does it intrigue you? Izzy. Hey, are you hiring? We are. Sanju Sharma. Wesley is definitely spiritual. Well, thank you, Tammy. Since you know all about me, Tammy. Tammy has been on my lives for quite a while now. Ugly Artistry. I guess Tammy would know if I'm spiritual or not. She probably knows everything about me. Hey, Christine. Christine, how are you? Hey, Kick It Taekwondo. What's going on? My Taekwondo. How it sounds? It's very relaxing. Well, thank you, Joe. I try my best. Tammy, yeah, I guess you are my number one supporter, huh? Nah, Ann, she's my number one supporter. Ms. Lee. What's next? Your voice is sweet as sugar. Oh, damn. Okay, Rosemary. Oh, well, Rosemary, I'm a taking man. Are you trying to, you know, see... talking good to me right now. Sweet as sugar? Damn. My voice sound like that? Gee. The Mixed Signals video changed my life. I love you, Wes. Love you too. It's Shine. Which video was that? The Mixed Signals. I've created so many videos, man. She's shooting her shot. I know. I see Rosemary. She got that sweet mouth. Sweet ass sugar. You got that sweet ass sugar voice. I'm like, whoa, jeez. What kind of sugar are you talking about? If you had to start all over again, where would you start? Internet marketing. That's what I would start. Where in the world are you now? Houston, Texas. Said Rosemary looking for a rich man in the AM. First of all women should be looking for a rich man. Can I get an amen, woman? All of you should be searching or wanting to attract a financially astute man, okay? You shouldn't be out there wanting to attract a poor man, an average man. Rich man only. Why not? It's 2024, man. Just come on. If you're going to go out there and get something, get the best. Because the world is a beautiful place. But you'll never experience the world if you don't have any money, honey. You need that paper. You need that money, okay? To do everything, honestly. This is why I told women, I said, women, stop sleeping with broke men. You know, I know I'm off topic here, but I don't get it. You know, I don't understand. Why, as a woman, why would you sleep with a broke man? I mean, even if he's not a millionaire, but broke? Like, who sleeps with broke men? That tells a lot about you. Then God forbid you have a baby from a broke man. Oh, God, your life is going to be jacked. You know, it's going to be challenging. I mean, it's not incorrigible, but it's going to be challenging. You know, that song, how that song go? You're going to sing, go, ma. You let them hit it raw. Now you're a single mom. Now you're, it's funny. I mean, just women, be careful. If you're going to sleep with a man that can teach you something. Sleep with a man that's financially stable, okay? What's your views on YouTube automation? It's perfect. Currently, we sell a course right now with YouTube automation. $10,000, though. It's worth it. What clicked for you that made you shift? You know, I just didn't want to be average, honestly. I just didn't want to be average. If you were in a third world country, not there are no opportunities where they are limited, but what would you do? First of all, there are always opportunities. Doesn't matter where you are, especially if you have the internet. It's just your thinking, Carol. You got stinking thinking. Wesley, I just want to say thank you. I think it's time for me to move on from... adios, brother. Kiana, Raven Belt. All right, folks, I guess I'll let you go here. I guess you're getting tired and sleepy. And that's probably why you're broke, honestly, because you're always tired and sleepy. You know, when it gets late like this, it's 1:33 a.m. CST time. Everybody, oh, I'm tired. I got to go get some rest. I got to sleep. I'm like, man, you're going to be broke forever. You're going to be broke forever. I mean, you're going to be average. Because, you know, winners and rich people, man, we don't have time to sleep. We working, baby. That's gold, especially when you're in the grind. No sleep, baby. No sleep, work. Like, when I get off of here, I got to go work. Got to work on copy. Got to write some copy for emails. I mean, I'm working, baby. I love it. How long it takes you to start monetizing on YouTube channel? 90 days. We have a system that we can get anybody monetized in 90 days. That's it. $10,000, and we guarantee you will be monetized or your money back. Something to think about. But you wake up anytime. I have to wake up at 5:30. Okay. So what? You think I've never been there that I didn't have to wake up at 5:30? Hello, I used to have a job. I had three. But, you know, that's a sacrifice you make when you want something. I'm going to let you guys go. Can you hit the like and share button for me if you don't mind? Just do it right now. Hit the like and share button. Say something nice in the comments below. And then I'm going to let you go. All right, love you guys. This is Wesley. Billion Dollar Virgin. I think I want an apple fritter right now. Yeah, I think I'm going to order Voodoo Donuts. How many vision boards do you have? 5. All right, folks, much love. Peace out.